You're listening to
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here, and this evening we're going to be talking about the various false flags that have been going on, including Charleston and Baltimore, Ferguson, etc. And these, of course, are nothing but Jewish lightning in a bottle, in which the Jews stage events and blame them on Whitey, and to the extent to which they actually hire people, bust them in, and bring them in to attack whites. Of course, the Jews are doing what they absolutely can to blame Whitey for all of these events, when in fact it's the Jews and their proxies, their hired blacks, their hired Mexicans, whoever is basically on the payroll and dumb enough to work for the Jews. That's what's going on here today, folks. That's exactly what's going on. But first, I have a story that I want to share real quickly, and we're on all channels going on. Let me open up the page here. This is an incredible story, and I have to put it on the Hangouts channel, so give me 1 second real quick as I put it on the Hangouts channel. This is Tom DeLay in a very recent interview, and he is, this is what he has to say. It sounds incredible, but we know that the Jews are capable of anything. And this comes from The Trumpet, which Monday, July 6, 2015, their title is, or subtitle is, A Fundamentalist Journal Dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Christian Martyrs of the Ages. And the story is about Tom DeLay, quote, Tom DeLay, Justice Department secret memo to legalize bestiality, pedophilia, and other perversions. And so those of you watching here on Hangouts can see that it has a picture of Mr. DeLay, a very famous Congress critter from, I believe it's Texas, former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, claims the Justice Department has drafted a memo that spells out a dozen perversions, including bestiality and pedophilia, that it wants legalized. Now, this is former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. I don't know if you can get any better source than that. But, you know, we know that Barack Obama creature and Eric Holder types and the Jews like Soros that put and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, Jews like that who put these people in power, and the recent Supreme Court ruling in favor of gay marriage. And I was telling people, well, if they can approve marriage between two men and two women, why can't they approve marriage between three men and three women, four women and a dog? And I wasn't joking, because I knew what was coming. And here it is, folks. Now, this is coming from the lips of former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Quote, we found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions, things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys, and making that legal, DeLay said Tuesday on the, quote, Steve Malzberg show on Newsmax TV. Not only that, he continues, but they have a whole list of strategies to go after the churches, the pastors, and any businesses that try to assert their religious liberty. This is coming, and it's coming like a tidal wave. Of course, the First Amendment does not say separation of church and state. It says that no one in government has any say over matters of religion. It's quite the opposite. Of course, they perverted the First Amendment. The Texas Republicans' bombshell claim comes 4 days after the Supreme Court ruled that same-sex marriage is now legal in all 50 states. A landmark decision DeLay strongly opposes. Of course, the Supreme Court has no authority to rule on such a matter because it's not outlined in the U.S. Constitution, the separation of powers. It does not give the Supreme Court any ability to rule on matters outside the purview of the Constitution, and it limits the Supreme Court to matters that are in fact constitutional. Since the U.S. Constitution says nothing about sexual orientation, the Supreme Court has no authority to rule on the matter, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendments apply, where all such matters devolve upon the states and or the people. So here we see the Jews in power are doing everything they can to further pervert the... I don't know why the rush, but there seems to be a tremendous rush here to legitimize any and all perversions that you can possibly think of. And, you know, I don't know why they won't be legitimizing murder, too, because a lot of homosexuals, they practice, they have a name for it, but they practice a near-death ritual, like they strangle themselves or each other, where they lose consciousness as part of their sex ritual. And a lot of such homosexuals actually have died doing this. And so, in other words, the perversions of hell are coming from the Obama administration, as yours truly has predicted they would. And the Judeo churches, the 501c3 churches, are powerless to do anything about it because as part of the agreement they made with the 501c3 corporate status is they have to follow the rules of the IRS, which means they have to follow the rules of the Antichrist, the IRS, and the Jew-controlled government of America. So these churches have lain in bed now with the devil itself and with Judaism and with every perversion on the face of the earth, and they will be able to do nothing about it, at least legally. Now we're going to find out if these churches have any backbone whatsoever and begin to defy this utter perversion of justice that's coming. Of course, this perversion of justice, the Supreme Court so supposedly legalizing same-sex marriage, which it has no authority to do. Folks, it's time to start tar and feathering these judges and these politicians. It's time to start visiting them in their homes and telling them that they better get back to true morality. They better get back to the Constitution. They better get back to the Bible or else. It's time for some vigilante justice, because all of the perversions that we have said will be coming with these ultra-liberal rulings, which are anti-democratic because they always rule against the will of the people. It's here, folks. It is here, and it's going to continue to get worse. And as long as the Judeo-Christian churches bow before the devil, there will be no change in these policies. It will continue to get worse. So we'll see if there are any pastors in the land that have a backbone and are willing to step up against these perversions and the total degeneration of American society with homosexuality, pedophilia. The Catholic Church is full of this stuff too, folks. We're on the slippery slope to hell, and the churches are squeaking like little mouses. When Steve Maltzberg repeated to DeLay his assertions that the Justice Department seeks to, quote, legitimize or legalize practices such as bestiality, defined as sex acts between humans and animals, DeLay responded, quote, that's correct, that's correct. They're coming down with 12 new perversions, LGBT, short for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, and you can't rule out cross-fertilization that's going on already in the laboratories of the secret halls of science, so-called. They're already doing this transhumanism, it's called. They're already doing this in the laboratories. They're already cloning people. They're already trying to make these super soldiers that you see on the Bourne series, the Bourne movie series. They're doing these things already, folks. They're not waiting for approval from Congress. They're not waiting for approval from the Supreme Court. The CIA, the Mossad, and all these other anti-Christ organizations are already doing it. And so don't expect anything good to come from these organizations. Don't expect anything good to come from the federal government. They have most state governments under their control. They're trying to control local government. Oh, they do this with government funding. Totally illegal, unconstitutional federal funding to buy off local government. And then he says, this is only the beginning. They're going to start expanding it to the other perversions. He did not list the other 9 perversions he said are mentioned in the Justice Department's memo and did not share it with Newsmax TV. DeLay, who represented the Lone Star State's 22nd District from 1985 to 2006 and was Republican Party House Majority Leader from 2003 to 2005, said that with the High Court's ruling last Friday, all hell is breaking loose. No lie. Just right here in Texas, our Attorney General Ken Paxton has written an Attorney General's opinion directing our county clerks that in issuing marriage licenses, that they don't have to issue marriage licenses if it conflicts with their religious beliefs. That's just the beginning, DeLay said. In just the last few days all over this country, people letting their elected officials know that they are upset with us, that the Supreme Court is out of control, that we are in a constitutional crisis. We are really in a constitutional crisis. Quote, we have a president that totally disregards the Constitution, steps all over it. We have a Supreme Court that believes the Constitution is a living document and whatever they say goes. And we have a Republican Congress that doesn't even understand the Constitution, let alone the Democrats, the communists, total communists, and Republicans are nothing more than Zionists. So you have the Democratic communists and you have the Republican Zionists. And the fact that they have the most power and can stand up and stop the other two branches, we're in serious trouble. Yes, well, all three branches of government are totally under the control of the Jews. Simply no doubt about that. And since this is such a whopper of a story, let me see if there's anything else here. This is a YouTube video, so I'm not going to go there. Don't know how that will turn out. Let me just go to the first item here. Tom DeLay says DOJ wants to legalize bestiality and pedophilia. So this is a big story on the internet. Okay. And, okay, it shows a video here at Newsmax 655. Let me just go ahead and play it and see how this turns out. Okay, doesn't seem to be coming through. Sorry. Okay. So I'll just skip that. It shows volume is in the right place. But in any case, it's basically the same set of facts from a different source. So what we're going to see in America is total, absolute perversion, degeneration, and wallowing in the muck of Judaism. Wallowing in the muck of Judaism and all things satanic, because that is what Judaism is. It is Satanism, absolute Satanism. All right, so getting back to the topic that we were announced for tonight's show, and false flags galore. And here is an item from politicite.com. Ferguson, a false flag operation by Doc Vega. Recently, with Officer Darren Wilson exonerated of any accusations of wrongdoing in the shooting death of Michael Brown, a young black thug, who was supposedly unjustly shot while allegedly trying to surrender with hands up. Despite being found not guilty and then found not guilty again by a grand jury, the prosecutor and now the FBI under Eric Holder's Department of Justice Still, Wilson has been forced to resign from the Ferguson Police Department and without an income now faces a civil lawsuit by Brown's parents. The irony never ends, but the injustice goes on, sanctioned by the White House. Is America under assault by Barack Obama and his Jew handlers, or is it not? In an 80-page report, Officer Darren Wilson is found innocent despite the fact that Eric Holder's team of some 40 FBI agents descended upon Ferguson with a vengeance, trying to prove that the police were bigoted racists out to kill innocent blacks. The government alleged that statistics proved there was racism going on at the Ferguson Police Department, but was the report biased and intentionally distorted? According to well-known statistician John Lutt, yes, it was. Such findings as trying to allege that blacks were pulled over by police in a disproportionate number of incidents, probably in a black neighborhood, was grossly misleading. In a town where 85% of the population is black, statistics without proper context would show unfair results. Well, if 80% of the population is black, then at least 85% of the pullovers are going to be blacks. After a careful analysis, it was found that Ferguson was below the national average of police traffic stops involving blacks. Still, the government under AG Eric Holder saw fit to deliberately misrepresent the data, and in doing so, perpetuate the anger and protests, and now two Ferguson officers have been shot. Oh, you don't think there's anti-white racism in this country? Haven't we been telling you for years that it is, and there's a race war coming, and it's here? Here it is, folks. I've been predicting this race war since I started going on the air in 1999. Because the Jews want a race war, because the Jews hate the white race, because they know we're the Israelites of the Bible. They know they're the Edomites, the descendants of Cain of the Bible. And they're doing what little Satanists always do. Rape, murder, kill, lie, steal, and whatever they can think of. Make war. They're warmongers. They're the worst warmongers on the face of the earth. And those of us who are trying to prevent war are called terrorists by these warmongers, by these genocidal maniacs. In a world where people from many nations have left their homes to go fight with ISIS so they can engage in unrestricted murder and then return home unprosecuted, we may have the same scenario in Ferguson where those allowed to infiltrate our country over the Mexican border are shooting at police in Ferguson. The authorities already knew that many of the troublemakers came from all over the U.S. and were not from Ferguson. Once police ran background checks on the out-of-town violators who were arrested during the peak of violence there. And of course, George Soros is involved in this, another highly influential international Jew. One must ask just who can afford to leave their job, even if they are working and spend days raising hell in Ferguson, unless they are a paid agitator. Very well said. Makes a lot of sense to me. The unthinkable here, folks. What's going on in the world today? It's Jewish lightning, called Jewish lightning. That's what it's called, folks. And we are in big trouble because we are allowing... we are allowing the world to be turned into a Jewish slave colony. In the nightmare that has become daily news in America, the people are discovering more and more that it is the federal government itself, that of course run by the Jews and their proxy blacks, that is the problem and not the solution, as President Reagan once made public in his address during troubled times. He was right. Yet today, Americans have forgotten that government, more often than not, does not solve the very trouble we look to them to remedy. Of course, we're talking about communism, folks. We're talking about federal dictatorship. And, of course, the liberals of the country and the academics, the university liberals, the feminists, the homosexuals, the Jewish homosexual lobby, the Jewish Hollywood lobby, the Jewish educational lobby, and all other Jewish groups have been lobbying for all this degeneracy. The article continues, they are more likely to twist the agenda, build expensive infrastructure that must be supported by taxpayers, and do absolutely nothing in response to their original purpose in the first place. So it is today that police are labeled by the news media, White House, and radical elements as being the enemy, as our true enemies create more confusion and chaos in the name of social justice. Okay? Well, here we have, you know, another general protest site, but not willing to identify the Jews as the problem. Of course, just as Alex Jones, you know, fingers the federal government, the Illuminati, and any other possible source except the Jews, here we have another one. But we know who it is. The fact is that these such sites as this are reporting these facts is very important because they're getting closer and closer to the truth. They simply have to start listening to yours truly, Pastor Eli James, all identity teachers that are on the net, and the true right wing, the true patriots of America, who know what's going on and aren't afraid to say who's doing it. In all this, we may not see any justice at all, but we can be assured that the body count will rise steadily as more victims fall in the wake of the race baiters and hate mongers within and working for the Obama White House. They have no intention of letting a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel said very pointedly, I should say. Although they cannot turn the clock back 50 years in America, the president and the AG, Attorney General Eric Holder, can definitely create the toxic atmosphere of hatred that they want to exploit. So did anybody listening to this show actually believe that the 1960s Cultural Revolution was going to give us a better world? Did you believe it, dear listener? I never believed it for one second. Not for one second. I knew it was nothing perversion, but perversion. And the current atmosphere of racial hatred coming from the Jews and blacks, and it's primarily from Jews and blacks, the Mexicans, there's some Mexicans, the Aztlan people. Orientals seem to be silent. Filipinos are silent. Japanese are silent. It's primarily blacks and Jews who are blaming Whitey for everything and staging these false flag Jewish lightning events. All right, I'm going to turn now to moralmatters.org, which is telling us that what's his name, George Soros, is behind all of this activity. Dirty Soros. Jay-Z, who apparently is another black rapper. Am I allowed to use the word black? Oh, yeah, they use it themselves. They say Black Lives Matter. So I can use the word black. I don't have to use that long and cumbersome African-American. Jay-Z, a black rapper, and Beyonce, Big Money, sponsored contrived Ferguson and Baltimore riots. A Moral Matters reader passed along the following information. That information intensely helps to substantiate and evidence what Moral Matters has been posting about the criminal White House ID forgery fraud, a.k.a. Obama's government media contrived propaganda and violence events. Yeah, in other words, in popular parlance, false flags or Jewish lightning. Jay-Z and Beyonce are bailing out hashtag Black Lives Matter militants from jail. In other words, they've got the money to bail out violent protesters from jail. Tens of thousands of dollars to bail out the provocateurs who landed in jail. Leaked list exposes so-called Ferguson and Baltimore protesters who were paid by Soros Front Group, and they give the website here. Ferguson protesters protest the fact that they are not getting paid for doing their work as paid protesters. Oops, they slipped up. Otherwise, we might not even have heard of this story. Let me click on the link because this one looks pretty good. Weaselzippers.us. Ferguson protesters protest not getting their checks for protesting. On May 14th, protesters upset with not being paid for their promised checks for protesting protested outside MORE, M-O-R-E, Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment, and ACORN organizations, which had received funding through George Soros to fund the protests. So even ACORN is slipping up. And here on this site, Bassem Masri, in a tweet, Ferguson protesters occupying Moore's office at the WCC over allegations that Moore has taken money from the government. And here that shows a picture of a bunch of blacks standing on the stairway, I guess, waiting for money. No infighting here. Well, I mean, they're not going to wreck the place if they're waiting for their checks. The white guy they are yelling at here is Jeff Ordower, the funder of Moore. Ordower is longtime leftist activist, previously associated with union organizing with the SEIU and with ACORN, a communist front, no doubt about it. They even started a hashtag, cut the checks, to demand their money at Organizmo, and the Twitter, which is the Twitter account of Moore. And here's a photograph of a white woman with, and her note says, really? Organize MO? How hard is it to cut the checks? Okay, cut the checks for what? For the paid protesters. That's what. Are you listening, folks? Do you understand what's going on in the world today? Wow. Wow, this is good stuff. You know, this is dirty tricks. And George Soros with the big smirk on his face, of course, he's a Rothschild operative, is the guy who's organizing. And, of course, the Jews have been doing this for decades in America, busing protesters in to make it look like there's a major, you know, a major number of people behind all these protests. Of course, that's a lie. And nothing could be further from the truth than the fact that these communist-run plots, these communist-run demonstrations are real. They're not. They're nothing but Jewish lightning. You know, the Jews love to do this kind of stuff. That's their religion, the Kol Nidre religion. Fool the Goyim, cheat the Goyim, steal from the Goyim, kill the Goyim. Arrange wars for the Goyim, and then enslave the Goyim. That's Judaism, folks. That's all Judaism has ever been. According to the now-deleted tweets, Soros-funded Baltimore Open Society screened and handpicked their protesters. According to now-deleted tweets, famous couple Jay-Z and Beyonce have donated tens of thousands of dollars to police brutality protesters in Ferguson and Baltimore. The tweets captured by Complex were posted by Dream Hampton, a social activist, writer, and filmmaker who knows the famous couple. This was all in support for bailing out Black Lives Matter protesters' members. In other words, the paid protesters. Tweets published by political activist front group Moore also confirmed that the organization hired people to protest. As the Washington Times revealed, Moore, M-O-R-E in caps, that's the acronym, Moore, was one of the groups that received a share of the $33 million invested into the hashtag Black Lives Matter movement by billionaire George Soros, who, of course, is an international Jew. And they posted a picture here of Beyonce and Jay-Z performing. Did the Organization for Black Struggle, a grassroots partner of far-left corrupt public employees union SEIU, raise funds under false pretenses, dupe George Soros back MoveOn.org, and keep monies intended for other groups? No, leftists are compassionate. They wouldn't steal. Blacks wouldn't steal from each other. Liberals wouldn't steal from each other. Communists wouldn't steal. Jews wouldn't steal. The details came to light after black activists held a sit-in protest at the offices of Moore last week in St. Louis to complain about the fact that they hadn't been paid the money they were promised for taking part in the demonstrations. In order to show, it's rent-a-mob, folks. Rent-a-mob. In order to show where the money had been going, Moore was forced to release the following list of who had been paid what. Here is a web link to the leaked list. I sure hope this opens up because I'd like to get some names. Anyway, the link is governmentslaves.info report, July 6, 2015. Leaked list shows Ferguson protest paid by Soros front group. And this is Paul Joseph Watson. Is he still with Alex Jones or no? This looks like it, maybe he's gone independent. But in any case, Paul Joseph Watson, a leaked list shows that Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment, M-O-R-E, a group funded by George Soros, paid over 80 individuals and organizations to protest during civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri last year. Why isn't this story being covered by the Jew Press? The details come to light after black activists held a sit-in protest at the offices of Moore last week in St. Louis to complain about the fact that they hadn't been paid the money they were promised to part in the demonstrations. Well, maybe their bus fare was paid, but nothing else. In order to show where the money had been going, Moore was forced to release the following list of who had been paid what. So here's a photograph of the list, and I'm going to have to squint to see if I can read some of these names. John Chasnoff, Adam Jones, FedEx, Jobs with Justice, St. Louis AV Company, Carl Kamedzi, Julia Ho, Kayla Reed, Dan and Davis, Harry Alper. So I'm reading right off the list here. Emily Bland, Maurice Weeks, Ashley Yates on behalf of MAU, Harry Alper, Damon Davis, Jeffrey Hill on behalf of Black Soul Jazz, Miriam Adrangi, Policy Education Fund for New York, Brandon Sneed, formerly of Tribe X, Ariel Klagsbrunn, Beverly Jones, Michael Bowser Sox or Bauer Sox, National Domestic Workers Alliance, and the list goes on, just to give you an idea of how Jews rent a mob to pretend that there is real protest going on. Continuing with the article, tweets published by Moore also confirmed that the organization hired people to protest. As the Washington Times revealed, Moore was one of the groups that received a share of the $33 million invested into the Black Lives Matter movement by billionaire George Soros. Here it is, the organized MO paid people to protest. Here we have a tweet or a Twitter. I'm not sure which is which. Organization for Black Struggle, OBS, and Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment are pleased to offer travel funding for individuals and grassroots groups that are working to advocate for police accountability and black lives. A fixed sum of $20,000 has been set aside for this initiative, for this bribery, folks. Rent-a-mob, or OBS, Rent-a-mob, ROM, Rent-a-mob, or RAM, Rent-a-mob, otherwise known as OBS, and more. Applications are fulfilled on a first-come, first-served basis until the fixed sum is exhausted. In your application, please honor, boy, these protesters come cheap, like hoes, right? In your application, please honor the guiding principle that your funded work travel be collaborative and shared out to as many people as possible. Travel funding is available for individuals, $300, groups of 3-plus people, $1,000, and large collaborations of 6-plus, $2,000 to take trips that directly help attendees advocate for police accountability and black lives. Applications must be submitted 2 weeks before your departure date. Well, maybe these bureaucrats didn't work fast enough. Joe Pritch is the one giving out this information, putting it out. I don't know whether this is Twitter or tweet, what the difference is. I don't use them. As Weasel Zippers documents, the list contains several names of key Black Lives Matter organizers, including Lisa Fithian, who spent time in Ferguson last year training demonstrators to simulate chaos. Oh, just like the Boston Fake-a-thon, Sandy Hoax, Columbine, etc., etc. Oh, let's not forget Baltimore and Charleston. Jewish lightning, folks. Chaos galore. False flags galore. Quote, also of note, you can see that some people are being paid to travel to other places to protest. You can see the travel to Selma and to D.C., as well as money paid out for vans, including to a union for providing vans. Elizabeth Vega got $2,000 for activist trip to Baltimore, reports to website. The list also includes a big payout to Jeff Ordower, the founder of MORE and an organizer for the SEIU and ACORN. Millennial Activists United, MAU, was another Ferguson protest group that received over $2,000 from the Soros Front organization. As Gateway Pundit revealed last week, some protesters admitted to being paid $5,000 a month in the Ferguson demonstrations, which led to the rise of the divisive Black Lives Matter movement that has polarized America down racial lines. Of course it has, and that's what the intention was. This once again underscores the fact that the Black Lives Matter, the BLM movement, members of which have repeatedly advocated violence, is a fake AstroTurf campaign that is controlled by big money and powerful left-wing, I should say, Jewish interests. They never identify these Jews as Jews. There is nothing grassroots about this movement, which is why it has only served to discredit opposition to the genuine problem of police brutality. It would be nice that if one day Paul Joseph Watson would identify the Jews as Jews. And here are some of the comments. Duda asks, why is Soros not being charged with a crime? Stevie Mason, Negroes? What century do you live in? Yes, the riots were ugly, and yes, these people were used as pawns and should not have been. But there's no need to be ugly back. If you want racism in your own face, don't throw it in someone else's. I don't know what the point of that matter. If you're using rent-a-mob tactics, it's not sincere. It's not real. It's phony racism. And it's black racism, because it's blacks being paid to destroy other blacks' neighborhoods in the name of blaming whitey. Kevin Brown says, black lives keep breaking the law. Your black asses may end up in a cemetery. And Kevin Brown says again, the Negroes are lucky Soros did not get a lot of them killed. He is also lucky he did not get a lot of police killed. Soros should be brought in for questioning and then booked into jail. And he continues, it's amazing all these low-life Negroes come out yelling and they don't have a clue that they are getting used. Well, actually, they do have a clue they're getting used, but they'll take the money anyhow. So, folks, this is this is the level of protesting in America. Has it come to this? Absolutely, yes, it has come to this. Let's go to Charleston, South Carolina. Northern Truth Seeker, and this was posted Thursday, June 18th, Charleston, South Carolina church shooting. Are we seeing yet another false flag operation taking place? So this is around the time that it actually happened. And it's great to see skepticism concerning the mass media reporting immediately, absolutely immediately. Those of us who have eyes to see and ears to hear, immediately the Jews, and another act of Jewish lightning. I actually turned on the Jew Spew Media. Of course, now here we go, finally, a guy who actually identifies the Jews. This is northerntruthseeker.blogspot.com. I actually turned on the Jew Spew Media Talmud Vision this morning. All right, this is a term invented by us in Christian Identity. It's nice to see that other people are beginning to use our terminology because we're the ones who have known about the truth about the Jews, that they're not the Israelites of the Bible, that they're the children of the devil, just as Jesus Christ tells us in John chapter 8, that they're the ones who executed him. They're not Israelites. They're not Judahites. They're bloody, stinking descendants of Cain, who slept with Eve, who was seduced by a fallen angel named Nahash, or a humanoid who was a lieutenant of the fallen angel called Lucifer. So what we're saying, what we've been saying in Two Seedline Identity for 70 years in America, and even Henry Ford understood this, that the Jewish people are descendants of the devil through Cain. And he says, I actually turned on the television set to see what the liars and criminals are saying about what is happening around our planet today. And here we go with yet another shooting in the continental United States. Now, of course, if the victim is white and the perpetrators are black, there's no coverage whatsoever, because the Jews don't want to impugn blacks. They only want to blame whites, so they only have shootings of blacks. Even though, for example, I think it was in 1998 when there were a bunch of black churches being burnt down, and the headlines were saying, there's white nationalists burning down these black churches, and it turned out the perpetrators were three Jewish youths. And then the mass media made all kinds of excuses for them. Oh, they're just teenagers and they're playing pranks. They're just having a good time. Oh, yeah, some people could have been killed and millions of dollars of damage was done. But with the perpetrators being Jews, the Jews media did its absolute best to kill the story or make light of it. There's more proof that the Jews aren't white, folks. The Jews get special treatment in the media, and white people get the exact opposite type of treatment. This time at a church in Charleston, South Carolina, where a gunman has reportedly gunned down and killed at least 9 victims. What I found especially disturbing about this latest shooting in that church in Charleston, South Carolina, was how quickly the supposed gunman was fingered as a white shooter, and how the African American community leaders has labeled this as a hate crime and yet another hate crime against innocent blacks. I am not sold on this, and right away from these reports, I smelled a rat. We have already learned about how the Ferguson shooting and riots, as well as the Baltimore shooting and riots, were fully orchestrated and funded by none other than Dr. Evil himself, George Soros. But of course, Dr. Evil is nothing but a hireling of the Rothschilds. And in previous articles by myself and many others in the Real Truth Movement, we have stated clearly that the criminal American government absolutely wants a race war to take place in America just so that they can bring in their long-sought martial law and turn America into a full police state. What do you think Jade Helm is all about, folks? These incidents of Jewish lightning are coming fast and furious, fast and furious, fast and furious. We also pointed out that there would be more shootings taking place across America just to whip people into a frenzy and hopefully get the race wars going. And lo and behold, we have this scenario in Charleston take place right on cue. I want to present the following most excellent report from a fellow real truth seeker, Angerfan, who writes Angerfan at www.angerfanblogspot.com. The article is entitled Charleston Church False Flag Conspiracy and contains a wealth of important information that clearly shows that this latest shooting may not appear as it seems, and it may indeed be another of the so-called false flag attacks in America to do exactly as we have predicted, which is to whip the general public into a frenzy and to get the much-needed race war launched in America. I have my own thoughts and comments to follow. Updated June 23rd, and it has a photograph of Morris Dees. Apparently, no poverty for the attorneys involved. Morris Dees gets rich off Southern Poverty Law Center. The SPLC was founded by Joseph Levin and Morris Seligman Dees. In 1962, Dees defended a Ku Klux Klan member, Claude Henley, who faced federal charges for attacking freedom riders. This is possibly the only reason for doing this was to make themselves look good. And it shows here a picture of Daniel Burroughs, who was a Grand Dragon until it was found out that he was actually a Jew, playing the part of evil racist white man. this is the type of stuff the Jews do. And it has a picture of Dylan Roof at an early age. Dylan Roof's stepmother, Paige Mann, lives in Chapin, South Carolina. She says that Dylan was a church-going smart kid. And, of course, here, Dylan Roof is obviously a Manchurian candidate. The zombie eyes, the zombie face. And then he poses with this, I can't even call it a fierce look. it's a stupid look on his face. And the people who knew him just describe him as a normal kid. So, but if you become a patsy for the Jews, they'll turn you into a killer whether you pull the trigger or not. And here we have a photograph of James Holmes, another patsy, again with the deer in the headlights look on his face, as many of these shooters have. We're looking at such obvious Jewish lightning, it's beginning to become laughable. It's beginning to become laughable, folks. I'm going to see if I can do one more story here. I'm going to type in about the recent incident in Montana. Montana boy threatens blacks and Jews. Let's see what comes up, because this is what we heard about, that there is an attempt by... Here's a good one. Why do so many Jews hate black people? Of course the Jews hate blacks. But they use them and pay them to become activists. We're looking at the most sinister group of people that ever walked the face of the earth, namely Jews. And they're doing what they do best. They're looking to destroy the white race. This is a funny story. It's not the one I was looking for, but it's pretty funny. Montana KKK looking to recruit Jews. Get your white sheets. This has got... this could be a real Klan group, and they're doing this for fun. Gay black Jewish Klansmen for tolerance and understanding. And they're wearing pink robes. So, of course, this is probably a joke site. But nevertheless, the Klansmen have senses of humor, too. They're not the evil people that the Jews say they are. So that's all I'm going to do with this site. Let's go here. Billings, 15 years after menorah incidents. Billings, Montana, the first blizzard of the year. Okay, this is January 22, 2008. Let's see what it has to say. Hit Billings over the Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, but it did little to dampen the 15th anniversary commemoration of the National Tolerance Campaign launched in this quiet southern Montana town. Of course, tolerance is nothing but a Jewish word for anti-white racism. They tolerate everything but whiteness. They tolerate everything but Christianity. In 1993, Billings was rocked by a year of racism and ethnic hatred. White supremacists moved in, spewing hate mail, death threats. Oh, this is a Jewish Telegraph agency. And vandalism against Native Americans, blacks, and Jews. Now, I suspect that these so-called white nationalists were actually hirelings of the Jews themselves, yet again. But way back in 2008, people weren't privy to Jewish tactics and how many Jews actually pretend to be Klansmen and white nationalists and neo-Nazis, etc. Anti-Jewish hate flyers, probably printed up by the ADL, appeared, and the Jewish cemetery was vandalized right before Rosh Hashanah, and I'm sure they handed out cans of spray paint to all the rabbis in the area. On December 2 of that year, a brick was thrown through the bedroom window of a 5-year-old Jewish boy, Isaac Schnitzer, who was displaying a Hanukkah menorah. Horrified, the town responded. It was probably a Jew who threw the brick through the window. The Billings Gazette printed a full-page menorah, which thousands of citizens pasted in their windows in a show of solidarity that was trumpeted by the world media as an example of how one small community stood up to hate. No, how one small community was duped by the Jews. The story of story-inspired books, articles, the Life magazine, photo spread, and the 1995 documentary Not in Our Town by California filmmakers Patrice O'Neill and Rian Miller, who were probably really Jews, who changed their names to sound Irish. That prize-winning film and a follow-up documentary a year later galvanized community-based tolerance campaigns based on the Billings model in hundreds of U.S. cities. Town leaders were feted at the White House, and the city received national awards from Jewish groups, including the American Jewish Committee and the Raoul Wallenberg Committee. You see how these Jews orchestrate these things? And even if they don't orchestrate these things, they take full advantage, a la Rahm Emanuel saying, never let a good crisis go to waste. But the Jewish community of Billings is not part of these efforts. Although it was an anti-Semitic attack that sparked the original Not in Our Town campaign, the Jews, numbering fewer than 1,000, have been markedly absent from the ongoing movement. Well, I guess the local Jews really weren't there, weren't involved. Jews of Billings have stayed on the sidelines for various reasons. Well, the good reason for it is because it was orchestrated by the L, and these Jews and protesters were bussed in. Beginning to get the picture, folks? Are you beginning to get the picture, folks? This is what the Jews do. Let me click on this one. Do one more for today's show. You can't trust anything the Jews say. You can't trust the Jews' media. Jewish false flags and Jewish lightning are the order of the day. They have been for hundreds of years. The Jews have always used trickery like this. They used it during the French Revolution. They used it during the Bolshevik terrorist attacks on Russia. 66 million Christians in Russia butchered by communist Jews. The Irish Savant, Jews and Parsis, contrast and compare. It's interesting to compare Jews with the Parsis of India. In fact, I'm quite familiar with both groups, although with the latter it's mainly but not exclusively by way of my dealings with other Indians. They're both cognitive elites in their host countries, demonstrating vastly disproportionate success in business, politics, and academia. Jews we all know about, but Parsis, especially in India, have been stunningly successful and prominent, especially given their relatively tiny numbers. Bollywood, anybody? Generally speaking, they both came to their high status gradually and without the use of force. Yeah, because by secretly infiltrating. Both have been exiled from their ancient traditional homelands, Iran for Parsis, Israel for Jews, so supposedly Israel for Jews. Of course, as many people have noted, the Ashkenazi Jews never had a single ancestor ever set foot in ancient Palestine, and they're not descendants of the Israelites, and neither are the Edomite Jews of Palestine. They're not Israelites either. So, in other words, by playing these games and pretending and impersonating another people for dozens and hundreds of years, they finally succeed in convincing people, oh, we're them, when in fact they're imposters. In any case, both groups have been living in their host countries for many hundreds of years. They are the two of the oldest continuing religions. Both demonstrate strong in-group mentality, especially in terms of endogamy, marrying within the group. This is strong enough to engender various diseases unique to their groups. And, of course, the Jews are well known for having some of the worst DNA diseases of any group. So it sounds like the Parsis are very similar. They have little or no interest in gaining converts to their religion. Yeah, well, they don't want to spread the wealth around. They want to keep as much money. And they use agents. They simply use paid agents to do their dirty work. A lot of similarities, aren't there? So are there differences in how they're perceived by their host populations? Here's a personal anecdote about the Parsis. Several years ago, I met a number of Indians on business. I was surprised that they seemed to defer to one guy, even though he wasn't the boss, and was certainly younger than the others. I raised this later and by way of explanation was simply told he's a Parsi. Inquiring further, I learned that Indians generally hold the Parsis in the highest possible levels of esteem and indeed affection. The others in his team agreed when asked individually later. My own subsequent inquiries revealed that this affection stems from their astonishing levels of philanthropy, honest dealings, and a respect for the common good. There is an Indian saying, Parsi, thy name is charity. Well, if he's doling out money for people to say these things, the exact opposite might be. But, of course, this may be a legitimate group in India, not containing any Jewish blood. In many respects, they're like the Quakers. Parsis are incredibly charitable, preferring to spread around their wealth. Moreover, no one sees them as doing so without any real care for others, just being charitable to gain approval or to keep would-be rioters content. All observers seem to agree that it's out of a sense of duty and empathy. So maybe these Parsis really aren't like Jews, but they're similar. A couple more paragraphs here. At the time of the Raj, the British held similar views, seeing them as uniquely honest, trustworthy, honorable, generous with their time and money. No one has ever said any such thing about Jews. I remember when working on a project with the Inland Revenue in England, being told by a guy that a Parsi family he knew agonized over claiming some form of social welfare because they felt they had not as yet paid enough into society. Scandals in Parsi-owned commercial enterprises are as rare as hen's teeth, and in India's multi-ethnic and constantly feuding society, the only ethnic conflict they were ever involved in was with the religion of peace. Oh, okay, Islam. The so-called religion of peace. And if the Muslims aren't fighting you, you must be doing something wrong. I love and derive great amusement from euphemisms. Take, for instance, mixed reaction, as in there was a mixed reaction within the black community to the Rodney King verdict. Another great one is blip, as in there was a blip in Anglo-German relations during the early 1940s. And it's fair to say there have been quite a few mixed reactions to Jews and blips in their relationships with their host countries over the centuries, in marked contrast to the Parsis. Strange, isn't it? And they're like one another in so many ways. Very wry commentary here. Very good. Folks, and the first comment here, Nero said, morals, man, it's all in the morals. And, of course, the Jews have no morals. The Jews are violent, racist supremacists who will stop at nothing to destroy the white race. If that hasn't become evident to you, you're not paying attention. You need to pay more attention to what's going on in the world until you finally realize what the Jews are actually doing to people in this world. All right, folks, that's today's show. I'm going to call it quits. I just came back from Freedom Palooza. I'll have more to say about that next week. And the ongoing struggle between the white race and the Jews, and between even some liberals, of course. There are a lot of anti-Zionist liberals who are getting sick and tired of the Jews. So they may be jumping ship and coming over to our side. That's a possibility. And the genocidal tactics of the Jews all over the world, especially in Palestine, are coming here, folks. When these Zionists start Palestinianizing leftists here in America, they may just jump ship and come over to our side. That would be a good thing. They know about the corporations. They know about GMOs. They know a lot about the corporate and some, but they don't believe in the secret societies because their college professors have told them there are no such thing as secret societies. And so they still have a lot of brainwashing to overcome. But most of them, and I know quite a few, are genuinely outraged by the genocidal tactics of the Zionists and the GMO control of food by such corporations as Monsanto. Now they just need to find out that Monsanto is another Jew-owned corporation, and maybe they'll start to connect the dots. All right, folks, the world is waking up. The more the Jews kill us, the more the surviving members start to figure out what's going on. Thanks for listening. Praise Yahweh. Pass the ammunition. Pastor Eli James signing off on White Alliance USA for today's show on July 6, 2015. Praise Yahweh. Pass the ammunition. Good day.